A vetoed state program that provides grants for trail grooming and safety projects has issued its final round of awards, $236,000 in grants to 17 organizations statewide for this coming winter, were announced last week. Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation Director Ben Ellis says the grants were issued because the Snow Track program is funded by snow machine registration fees from the previous year.
Even though the program will cease after this year, the governor's office allowed that those funds to go to snow track work for this coming snow season.
This year's grants include $7,000 for grooming of some popular Fairbanks area trails. Northern Region State Parks Director Brooks Ludwig says the snow track grants pay for regular grooming of more than 100 miles of trails to public use cabins in the Chena River State Recreation Area east of Fairbanks.
A half a dozen trails that are groomed by a private contractor.
Ludwig says loss of snow track grants will mean less maintenance in future winters.
We'll probably break trail to get to the cabins to make sure the public use cabins are okay, but there won't be any regular maintenance going on. It'll probably be delays after we get heavy snows until, you know, what little staff we have can get out there and open the trails back up. But we'll do our best.
The final round of snow track grants also includes $9,000 for the Yukon Quest. The Quest has long used snow track funds for putting in the Alaska portion of the 1,000-mile sled dog race trail from Fairbanks to Whitehorse. Trail safety projects funded in the final round of snow track grants provide for installation of trail markers near the Seward Peninsula village of White Mountain and avalanche warning signs for popular backcountry ski and snow machine areas in the eastern Alaska Range, Hatcher Pass, on the Kenai and near Valdez.